We're talking high school football here on KSOM. Time to talk Griswold football with the head coach for the Griswold Tigers, Seth Lemke. And coach, your football team lost to a very good CAM team last week, looking to rebound this week as you visit Sydney. Your thoughts here on your football team heading into week number three?
Well, I thought we did a couple of nice things against CAM. I thought, you know, defensively we tried out a little bit different scheme, and I think that worked out pretty well for us. You know, obviously we made mistakes here or there as it was still fairly new to the guys. But I thought our tackling was better. I thought it put us in a lot of good positions in order to be successful. We just need to kind of execute that a little bit better. But, you know, another week of growth with that, and I think we're going to be in a good spot there. You know, offensively, we move the ball a little bit better. I'd still like to see us kind of block a little bit better and maybe run some more crisp pass routes as we're trying to get the ball down the field. But, you know, top to bottom, I wasn't not pleased with the game. Obviously, you always hope to come out ahead, but I thought we did some things that are setting us in the right direction.
What do you feel about Bodie Wyman? I mean, he's got experience here. Quarterback just doesn't have the wins under his belt. Has he been on the cusp of just breaking through? And, you know, how's his confidence level right now at QB?
You know, Bodie, and really this could be said for a lot of the guys, you know, we're in a situation now where, you know, he wants to be doing a lot better. He's able to kind of see the mistakes that he's made in terms of throwing the ball and running the ball. And, you know, he's started for us for a few years now. So we've gone from, you know, that young kid who doesn't quite know even what he doesn't know. Now he knows what he's doing and what he needs to do to fix it. And he's really been making some leaps and bounds progress in practice as we've been working throughout the weeks. So we're really, really looking forward to seeing that translate here on a Friday night. And he knows the decision making needs to work, be just a little bit better. But top to bottom, we are pleased with his progression and how he's been working. You know, he works really well with our wide receivers as well. Just needs to work on placing the ball just a little bit better. But yet, like a lot of the other guys, he knows what he needs to do. Now we're just kind of taking the steps to do it.
And then skill guys, you want to continue to get a number of different people involved. That's been your philosophy since the start. Has there anybody been standing out, either receiver or running back? And how's that approach been going?
Oh, it's been going pretty well. Running back wise, you know, Wyatt Peterson's done some nice things for us still, running hard, caught a couple of nice passes Friday night. You know, we got Peyton Cook back from a little bit of a leg issue. So it's always nice to have that sort of speed back on your, back in your receiving core. You know, Holden Jansen continues to do a nice job blocking. You know, he's not a big kid, but he'll get in there. He'll get in there. He'll block, he'll tackle, he'll catch passes. He'll do whatever we need to do. You know, a couple of guys like Auden Wilson, Connor Bowers, again, great hands, decent speed. We just need to work on getting them the ball a little bit more.
I mean, it's been tough opening the season with two decent football teams, with Boyer Valley and CAM, and you want to build on the confidence level for your guys, and it hasn't helped these past 2 weeks, has it?
You know, when you open the season with two quality opponents like that, it does kind of make the guys think a little bit. But we've been doing a pretty good job in practices of making sure that you know, mentally they're in the right place, making sure the guys are staying focused, because we do talk about that in practice. You know, we still have things we can play for here. You know, yeah, we're 0-2, but you know, we've got a lot of winnable games left. We can be in a lot of these ball games. We could even still challenge for one of those playoff spots that are remaining. If we keep our heads clear and kind of take that next step in doing what we need to do to be successful.
What do you make of the Sydney Cowboys and the challenges this week?
Got some good athletes. You know, quarterback's good, running back's good, fullback's good. You know, they're hard running. Boy, they like to run, and they like to run hard. A couple of bigger guys running the ball too. So, we're going to have to make sure we're tackling low, make sure we're maintaining our fundamentals there. Offensive line, defensive line-wise, I think we match up pretty well with them. That's going to be a pretty good battle where the game's going to be decided. So that's kind of the message we talked to the guys as well. You know, this game starts up front, and we've got to do a much better job of managing that.
You know, Wyatt Peterson has been a tackling machine on defense for you. You know, what do you see as his responsibility here against Sydney as you want him to maybe try and take over a little bit, see if he can make some plays?
You know, Wyatt's in a good spot for as one of our linebackers. He's got kind of free reign to, see ball, get ball, go make the plays he needs to. Make sure quarterback doesn't get too far out of container. If the quarterback steps up, he goes to get him. He's really come a long way in the last probably 3 years that he's been starting in and around different spots on the defense. And the game just kind of feels defensively, the game feels pretty natural for him. And he does a pretty good job of getting himself in the right spot to make the right plays. And he's got pretty good intensity about it too.
Well, you're going to need him to rush the quarterback. I mean, it looks like they throw a little bit more than what maybe you used to. How do you feel about just defending the pass, matching up with their receivers?
Athlete on athlete, I think we match up pretty well. It's just going to boil down to the guys doing their assignments. I think they threw 19 times, and when they throw it, they're looking to throw it. They're not looking for a lot of the short yardage stuff. They're looking to really get a good chunk of yards on their pass plays and on their completions. So just making sure the guys stay on their responsibilities, make sure they're not biting on anything, so we don't get a guy sneaking downfield and getting a long gain on us.
And just overall, I mean, you got Fremont Mills next week, then after that Stanton, which they've been struggling a little bit, East Mills, I mean, it's not going to be easy. It kind of comes and goes week by week, but this is a game against an opponent that, you know, if you play up at the top, I mean, there should be some confidence, don't you think, that you can play with this team?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, we talk about matchups, we talk about how well we match up. I think us in Sydney, we're pretty level here in terms of who we have for athletes, who we have for linemen, skill position players. So it kind of comes down to whoever's going to do their assignments the best, keep their fundamentals the best, and execute the best is going to win the game. That really could be said for kind of the rest of our schedule. We match up pretty well with a lot of the teams. It's just we got to go out there and do what we need to do and get what we want to get.
Well, let's hope it works out. Coach, really appreciate your time, and let's hope the Tigers can do some clawing and take those Cowboys off those horses. Thanks so much.
Hey, appreciate it.
Seth Lemke, head coach for Griswold Football, with us here on KSOM.